Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you're paying attention at the top of the hour today, you may have noticed a very strong America slash USA theme. This is ROCK in the USA by John Mellencamp.
Uh-huh.
I have no doubt that the 5 o'clock song that I picked is also a very patriotic kind of tune. I don't even remember what I put in the system.
It's not really patriotic, but it has the word America in the title.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a Night Ranger song.
Not really patriotic, though.
I'm feeling patriotic.
Got my little
I voted sticker. Dan, I know you voted today.
Yes, I did.
3 minutes in and out, by the way.
There's not much on the ballot in Kansas, is there?
It took me longer to find a parking spot than it did to go in and get the deal done.
I'm sure.
Took a little bit longer on this side of the state line.
I will say one thing. You know,
you have more experience.
I'm not great with directions.
Okay.
But
no need to rush.
At all my right. polling place, there were a lot of arrows like showing you where you're supposed to go to vote, and it happened to be in one of those churches that is really big with lots of wings attached to it. And when I parked, I ended up going the wrong way because on the directions it kept saying, you vote in the gym. Well, I don't know where the gym is.
Right.
Like, if you go to that church, I'm sure you know where the gym is located. Then when I went around to find the gym, it wasn't labeled gym, it was labeled like the
multi-purpose
Dan
room?
Weinbaum Memorial Children's Center. And sure enough, when you go in, I could kind of see the basketball floor.
Dead? I feel honored.
And I walked in and this lovely, you know, the election workers are always so nice. She said, welcome. And I said, hey, thank you so much. It took me a minute to figure out where I was going, but, you know, and she goes, I know it is kind of confusing, isn't it?
I was the only person there voting.
Wow.
I chose a good time, mid-morning at a community center over on the west side.
I chose two Saturdays ago.
They looked surprised when I walked in, like, we got a live one!
We got one!
Somebody's voting!
Do you need any help? They were all excited to see Sam.
We got a live one here!
Three different people. Sir, it's going to be this way.
Oh.
Paper or electronic?
Huh.
Everyone was very nice.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
I went straight in. It's at the library by my house. And walked straight in. There were a lot of people there, but I think there were more like election workers there than people actually voting. And they took me straight to a booth. She showed me how to do it. She said, if you have any questions, they're so kind, as you mentioned. She said, if you have any questions, just ask. I'll be happy to come over and help.
You know, I think you have to be a certain type of person with the right amount of empathy
yes.
to be able to work as a poll worker, because you have to embrace the fact that you are there to help people.
Yes.
Vote.
It's kind of like being around Scott Parks when we get the annual email that it's time to update your selections for healthcare.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah. Somebody's got to walk in through.
Oh, my. How do you struggle so much with that?
A lot of empathy.
Every year.
Yeah, how?
He was asking one of the sports guys. I felt
so bad for Rob.
Jinx. Jinx, you owe me a coat.
Jinx again.
Do I need to help you again this year?
Dan, he goes, now this is, I'm going to be Scott Parks. Just hold, please. He's doing this.
No, more anger, more anger.
This is the exact thing every year that drives me crazy.
Not enough
Rob,
anger.
Rob, can you come over here? What? I need the same selection.
More anger.
I haven't moved. Why do we have to do this every year?
A little bit more anger.
There goes that vein in the forehead.
And then sweet Rob leans in and he's like, see, right there, you just click on yes, accept.
It's not working.
It's not working. Then victim number two walks by. Okay.
Joanne.
Joanne, sweet Joe. Scott's like, Joanne.
Well, by the way, Rob did not get me through the entire process.
Keep in mind, your selections have not changed.
In 30 years.
You still don't smoke. You still signed the waiver saying you don't smoke.
Yep.
You still have one, if I'm not mistaken, child.
Two kids on my dental, and that's it.
On your dental, okay.
Shonda carries them on the health insurance.
Right? You probably, knowing you, do not do the extra dollar a month for accidental dismemberment and death insurance.
No.
So there's really nothing for you to do.
No, it's just medical and dental. Yeah, that's it.
But it is frustrating, Scott. I'll give you this. It is frustrating.
Talk to me, Brother Dan. Talk to me.
Having to do it every single time when there's nothing that's changed.
That's right.
It is annoying.
Thank you.
But
Dan.
Then again,
if you're not well versed in how to use technology, yes.
Right.
Did you complete yours?
No, not yet, but it'll take me about 30 seconds.
If you have had, I'm going to actually sympathize with you a little bit. If you have had a qualifying event in your life, and you know that I have had, you know, from time to time, there
multiple.
Well, I think you both have had qualifying events recently.
It's maybe, not a competition, guys.
Maybe that's why.
Wasn't trying to down.
The browser is just swirling when you log on. You know, the
I'm
people
qualified.
People in New York are like, here he comes again.
No. With all of your qualifying events, that little circle is going to go. The computer's going, I can't.
What's her name?
I'm serious. The computer is literally going to say for like 30 minutes, I cannot do this.
By the way, Rob didn't just give up on you, Scott.
He just walked off.
You weren't doing what he was telling you to do. And he was like, all right, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just going to walk away now.
I don't do well when it comes to technology. I admit it.
I know it.
I'll do it for you tomorrow before the show. We'll get it done.
I couldn't find where to vote in a relatively confined space surrounded by signs that said vote here.
Geography, not your strong suit.
I still went into like the rectory or whatever you call it. Where do you go to pray? I walked in there and I went, wrong door.
You mean the sanctuary?
Where do you go to pray?
The sanctuary.
Whatever. This little old lady was sitting there and she goes, may I help you? And I'm like, oh, I am definitely in the wrong area. I just need to vote.
Everybody's heads turn, whip around, look at you.
I'd like to talk to you about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Holy water starts boiling.
Throw some water on my head and let me get out of here.
It wasn't raining a minute ago. Why is there lightning?
Why is the sky so dark? Are her eyes red?
Is that Jesus statue crying blood?
So, speaking of qualifying events.
We just made Dana the Antichrist.
It doesn't bother me at all, Sam.
We didn't do anything.
Amen, Dan. Amen.
Wow.
The woman in the rectory said, I'm sorry, you're not allowed
here. You
don't
belong here.
Could you please back up slowly and back out those doors?
Do not look at the cross. Do not. Ma'am?
Okay, speaking of qualifying event, this was in my stack yesterday, and it made its way into Scott's stack today. A woman asks on Reddit, I married young, 22. I was fresh out of college, and I did the traditional thing back then.
She took her ex-husband's last name.
My ex-husband's last name, she writes, largely because I came from an emotionally abusive family and wanted to symbolically end that chapter of my life. Fast forward many years. We have now been divorced 3 years, and when we divorced, I kept that married name. To quote the great Michael Bolton from Office Space, she writes, why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks. She says, I'm now in a wonderful relationship that is heading toward marriage. Thing is, when I remarry, I feel like I would like to keep the old name because she, and I don't know, it doesn't say what she does professionally, but she is in a profession where, like, my name is my work name. It's just always going to be my name.
Well, she goes on to say she served in the military, bought a house under that name. Has a career that she's very proud of, has uniforms and plaques and awards with that last name.
And
on it.
All the paperwork would be a massive PIA. I hear you, sister. So she writes, has anyone else been in this situation or have an opinion? It's a common thing for women to keep their maiden name when they marry, but keeping their prior married name from a past marriage is a rather different story. I love this. We have never talked about this on the show. We've talked about when you get married to someone and that woman is angry that the ex-wife kept the name, But we've never talked about like
been there.
Like you have a married name and then you go to remarry and you want to keep the married name. Ooh. If I was the spouse, I'd have a problem with that.
If you were the husband.
Yep.
The soon to be new husband.
Yes.
You would have a problem with that.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's his name. I'm the new him.
But some women who have been previously married and have had children with that person might want to keep their, I can't believe I'm arguing this side of the point, might want to keep their married, first married last name because it's the same last name as their children.
That's not what she's saying here. She's like, look, it's a pain to change the paperwork. Quite frankly, it's been my professional name for years. It's like Tina Turner famously went to a court to argue she got to keep Tina Turner. We all know that Ike Turner was an abusive blank.
Yep.
Blank, 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 blank.
Terrible human
being. And a rapist, if memory serves. But she fought to keep Turner.
Because that's what
because
she became
she said,
famous
as. I earned that name. She became famous under Tina Turner, and a judge sided with her and let her keep Tina Turner. Can't imagine her being Tina. Eat your food, Tina.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798.
I want to hear more from the men on this. If you met a woman and she wanted to keep her prior married name, I think most men would be like, really?
We could extend it even further. What if she wanted to keep her maiden name? I used to
argue.
That's
very common.
Well, it's not very common.
I'm never giving up right. Once I change it, I know you guys are going to make you. And I have invited this.
Legally, it's like a revolving door.
I know I have invited this. I am putting my name back to its original spot. And that's it. We are
bringing back Leanne.
I'm bringing back Leanne, baby.
Big Juicy's going to be so happy.
So proud.
I know.
She gave you that name.
And then I destroyed it, and now I'm bringing it back. I've come full circle, if you will.
Okay. But if you were to get married again, and I'm advising you against
it. I am just going to be Dana Wright. That's been my name.
You're
going to
be Dana Wright.
Since they smacked me on the butt, and I was born 50 years ago.
Well, it has been your name, but you've changed it multiple times.
I have.
And changed it back, and then changed it again, and
can't
now you're getting
ready to can't get TSA pre, change, can't figure out why. It.
Don't know if the passport is legal or not anymore. We have no clue.
I have a TSA nightmare. Once it goes back, it's going back.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana Somebody in Parks. So a woman asks on Reddit today, she doesn't give her name, it's okay. It's her name that she wants to keep, though. She got married when she was 22. They divorced about 9 years later. She did take her former husband's last name when they got married. And she's now in another relationship that she thinks is heading towards marriage. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it. But when she gets remarried, she says she wants to keep her original married name, her ex-husband's last name. She's gone through the military with that name, bought a house with that name, earned a career that she's proud of with that name, received plaques and awards with that name on it.
Let me ask you this before we go to the phones. If you were married very young, as she says she was, and then just kept that name, and whether you had kids or not, I don't think that matters, and you were divorced 20 years and then remarried, mm-hmm. I think most people would be like, I don't really view that as your ex-husband's name. That's been your name for 20 years. You know, 17 of those years, you have been unmarried. I think the reason it raises eyebrows is if you divorce husband one and then turn around within a year or so and meet husband two, and you want to keep husband number one's last name.
Which is exactly what she wants, which is what makes it weird. It wouldn't be weird if it were the husband getting remarried who was upset about her. Wait. I got that mixed up. It wouldn't be weird if it was the husband getting remarried whose new wife was upset that she still had his last name. That one would almost make sense.
That's common.
From the text line, it sounds like the wife has a thing for the ex-husband still if she won't take the new husband's name. In a way, it's a way to stay tethered to the ex. Because you can still use that name professionally, even though it doesn't say that on your ID.
Shonda kept my last name, which was then her last name as well, for years after we got divorced, and only changed it to her new husband's last name when they got married.
She did change it?
She did change it to his last name, and that's fine. It never bothered me that she kept my last name. But I'll guarantee you this: even though Shonda and I are, we're not like friends on Facebook or anything, but we get along well. She came over to the house the other day, in fact, because Maya was over there. I knew for a fact that she was not still tethered to me. She wasn't coming back, and I think it was just more out of the fact that she didn't really like her maiden name.
Yeah.
Which was very Swedish, which is to say it ended with the word Berg. She didn't like her maiden name. And it was also probably just more convenient. Her passport was under Shonda Parks at the time. Her driver's license was under Shonda Parks.
It's a pain to change all that.
Yeah. And so I think she just kept her name, Shonda Parks, until she got remarried. Who cared? It didn't bother me. Laura in Bonner Springs bothered somebody else. Laura in Bonner Springs, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so I'll try to sum this up. So my daughter, who is now 37 years old, obviously her maiden name, her biological father's name, they never really got along, do not really have much of a relationship anymore. And my daughter, after her teenage years, for about 12 years, had 12 years of bad choices. And then here in the last 3 years, she has become drug and alcohol free.
Good.
And has a great career, and everything's going well for her. And she's also formed a great relationship with my current husband. And the only thing that was really still bothering her was she felt like her original name sort of was representative of those years that she did not make good choices. And therefore, she went to my current husband and asked if she could please take his name, and she changed her name to his last name because she feels like she has a whole new life now.
What an honor that must have
been. Different person.
Yeah.
What an honor that must have been for your current husband.
He cried a little. Yeah, just a little. He cried. Well, he'll admit it.
All right. Laura, thank you for the story. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Right,
thank you.
All right, be well. Madison in Overland Park. Madison, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're well, thank you.
So my situation is a little interesting. I hyphenated my last name when I got married. And when I got divorced, I failed to recognize that the name change back to my maiden name wasn't in the divorce decree. So I contacted my lawyer, and she said that I had to file a motion in order to get my name back to what it was. And I also had to have my ex-husband's permission to do that.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. So then on top of that, it's been about 2 years since I've been divorced, and I still unfortunately have my hyphenated last name because she never filed the motion, and then she passed away. So I am left to file all the paperwork myself, and there's like 30 pages of documents, and you have to publish it in like a newspaper.
Wow.
And it's such a lengthy process. So with her not wanting to change it again with the paperwork, I completely understand.
Hang on, Madison. Why would you have to get your ex-husband's permission to legally change your name? What if it was a less than amicable divorce and he wanted to just punish you and make you keep his last name?
Right. And that was my question. And it has something to do with the fact that it was never in the original documents. So he's still obviously like part of that divorce. So he has to like sign off on it.
I've never heard.
I'm sure after like a while, if he doesn't contest it, I could do it. But at this point, I have to do it all myself.
Well, all I would say to you, Madison, is I would double check that because
it
doesn't seem legally correct. When Shonda changed her last name when she got married 3 years ago or whatever it was, I did not have to sign off on that. She never came to me with a motion to our divorce decree, and it was not in the original.
But it could be different states' rules.
She's in Overland. Well, she could have been married in a different state. You're right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our coverage of the 2024 presidential election begins at 6 o'clock tonight here on KMBZ with coverage from ABC News. Well, looky here. Barb in Odessa. Hello, sweetheart.
Hi, Barb.
How are you? Hey, listen, can I talk to you for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Sure, Barb.
Is everything all right?
Well, yeah, I had my toe operated on. I got that taken care of. I'm cool now.
Good.
The Chiefs game was absolutely so good. I'm telling you, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. It was so good.
I did, too.
Oh, Dana, I couldn't. When he got hurt, I almost had it. That's what really bothered me, because I thought, if he gets hurt, what are we going to do?
I know.
But I want to go back about 3 years ago when you said, Scott, that if you got married, you wouldn't marry a woman that wouldn't take your last name. Remember that?
Yeah, my view has changed on that.
Yeah, okay. So I've been married several times, so they just know me by my first name.
No, my view changed that I'm never getting married again.
Oh.
Barb, only out of curiosity, we don't judge here. When you say several times, how many is several?
Five.
Okay. I did not know that, Barb.
You've been married five times?
Yeah, but the luck of the draw, I out of five, I had two that was good. And I only kept my married name because I only took the name that the guy was good. The rest of them wasn't any good, so I didn't want their last name.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
are you currently married, Barb?
No, I'm a widow.
Okay. I thought that was the case. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's been gone since 1990. He was a good guy.
Good.
And I was just unlucky, unfortunate to have, I don't know, thought I was in the right, made the right choice, and I didn't, so... But, you know, I know a lot of people think that's crazy because you haven't been married that many times. But, you don't want to stay with somebody you're not happy or you're getting abused by, so you have to leave.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, that why waste your whole life on something that's not going to be functional or happy?
Good for you, Barb.
I love you guys.
Okay, we love you too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Love me some Barb.
Love me some Barb. All right, what is this story about the trooper out of Long Island, Sam, who is now...
They're investigating whether or not he shot himself in the leg.
He's now on suspension. Here's the update today. This has been in the stack a couple days, and now I think we can't ignore it anymore because it is interesting.
He was originally hailed as a hero.
Right.
For tending to himself after a culprit allegedly shot him in the leg.
Okay. He has now been suspended without pay. He's a trooper. And I don't mean in the traditional sense. He is a New York State trooper.
Wouldn't that be in the traditional
sense? As police... No, he's a real trooper. He got shot in the leg and he's back on duty. That's what I meant.
I was waiting.
He's a real trooper. As police now question his story about being shot during a Long Island traffic stop. What a tangled web we weave. The New York State trooper who claimed he was shot during a traffic stop on Long Island last week has been suspended without pay as officials probe whether he lied about the entire incident. Police spent hours searching Trooper Thomas Mesquia's home in West Hempstead Monday after launching an internal investigation into his account of the October 30th saga that sparked a days-long manhunt for the, quote, apparent gunman. Police have also abruptly canceled the alert that they had issued for a black Dodge Charger with temp plates now that they believe it is possible that the trooper
shot himself.
Accidentally or intentionally?
I believe it. The way that I read it was an accidental discharge where he shot himself in the leg, but instead of falling on the sword, he made up some story, Susan Smith style, allegedly. They're investigating.
Comparing the two is a bit of a stretch.
It's not the crime, it's the cover-up in this case.
True.
The DA is saying her office is now actively investigating certain, quote, inconsistencies in the case. And yes, they are probing whether he shot himself. He's also undergoing a psych eval. I'm just going to show you the photo of the hero being wheeled out in a wheelchair after he, quote, recovered. Like, the whole town
Everybody's applauding. Troopers everywhere.
Yeah, everyone is
nurses,
applauding.
Nurses, doctors.
Tended to his own wounds, saved his own life. He is a hero. Or is he?
Yeah. He originally reported that a driver had opened fire on him when he pulled over on the Southern State Parkway and started approaching the driver around 11:30 p.m., and the call comes in and he says, shots fired, I'm hit. I think my kneecap is broken. Another trooper responded, rushed him to the hospital where he underwent surgery. $10,000 reward was issued, like all of this stuff.
Why not just fess up that you accidentally shot?
I agree, because you know, hello, you have dash cam, you have body cam. Like,
right.
There are surveillance cameras everywhere in New York.
He's obviously, if he had accidentally shot himself, he would probably get reprimanded for that, for being careless with his service revolver.
He'll never work again if this is true now.
That's true. He's probably going to be criminally charged in a minute.
But he's a trooper.
He is a trooper.
Wow.
Not in the traditional sense of the word.
Right, right. You know. The other sense.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's very divisive.
Also read this, just an interesting fact. Happens to be the son of a man who is considered to be one of the most corrupt troopers in state history.
Really?
Like back in the 90s where, remember, New York had some problems back then. Yes,
it did.
Just mention that.
Okay.
So maybe it was, you know, you start to think, okay, why would you do that? Well, maybe it's everybody's going to think I'm an idiot because my dad did X, Y, and Z. So now I'm going to make myself a bigger idiot if this unravels and concoct some tall tale.
But if there's a reasonable excuse for why you accidentally discharged your weapon.
What would that reasonable excuse be?
I don't know.
Sat on it?
I was reaching down to grab something and I accidentally pulled the trigger. I don't know. And why would it go off into his knee? I don't know that either. Unless it was holstered and it just happened to be pointed in that direction while I was sitting in his car. But if he was sitting in his work car, presumably, would there not be a hole in the work car somewhere?
Yes. And you know this is how this starts to unravel.
And
you know, that
in
detective
the car?
Somewhere is going, okay, now wait a minute. Tell me again exactly where you were sitting when this happened. You know that.
Well, it would also be very obvious when there was a bullet wound on the front side of his leg.
Yes, the entry and the exit.
No exit on the back of his leg, because if he were walking toward the vehicle and he opened fire at him, it wouldn't be up and down fire. It would be...
Maybe it's good that he lied and got caught, allegedly lied and got caught.
Obviously.
Because he sounds like he's too dumb to be a trooper.
He's also not one to tell the truth, it sounds like.
Clearly.
Oh, he'll never work again, if true. I'm sorry he got shot, but you're right. Why not just say this is what happened?
From NBC News, a Massachusetts woman passed herself off as a nurse and dispensed thousands of doses of phony Botox and other fillers that had been smuggled into the United States. Rebecca Fatinelli, 38, of Massachusetts, scheduled to appear before a federal judge on November 14th in Worcester, where she'll face allegations that she allegedly imported the drugs, one count of dispensing a counterfeit drug. And
is it true that you pronounce that Worcester?
I don't. I think
I'm pretty sure that you do.
Worcester, or I think you leave out like three of the letters in the middle.
Focus.
I'm sorry. I don't understand why it's spelled that way and it's pronounced another way.
I don't even remember what the story was now.
It's about a woman faking she's a nurse and injecting people with Botox thousands of times.
Over in Worcester.
Something you want to buy out of someone's trunk.
In Worcester. But it should be Worcester.
No, it's Worcester.
Worcester.
Worcestershire?
Yeah, no. I don't even use that or buy it because I can't spell it.
Fatinelli. You don't buy things that you can't spell?
No, you got an Instacart, and then you go into search, and I'm like, no. Skip, bring me soy sauce.
Oh, my God.
Completely off the rails. Soy sauce.
I can spell
that. Not even the same thing.
I can spell that.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, she apparently did this about 1,600 times, allegedly. Billed her clients for $522,000. Did 1,000 more filler appointments, allegedly, billing those clients for $410,000.
Did they get the fill they were looking for?
I was going to say,
this is quite the scheme.
This wasn't discounted.
Wait. If she did 522,000... You got Botox before.
She was injecting a lot of people a lot of the time.
But how much is Botox?
I don't know, a couple hundred bucks. It's been a long time since I've done it. Don't you see the lines on my face? I look like a sharp A.
We can tell.
Thank you. And I was looking in the mirror the other day.
$320 a pop.
My dad has always had those like four lines right across his forehead.
Oh, I've already got the forehead lines.
As I am getting older, I was thinking in the mirror the other day, I'm starting to look like my dad. And that made me happy. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying it in a good way.
Very handsome young man.
Very handsome devil.
You know what I do not have? Lines on my forehead. I can watch. I'm gonna try to furrow my forehead. You ready?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you don't.
It's flat.
That's genetic. Yeah, you got some good forehead genes.
I bet Dana can spell Chardonnay.
Sam, you know how much I hate reality TV.
Yeah, which is smart because it's just mind-numbing.
So I've never heard of this show because I refuse, but... This is local, and it involves a whopper federal indictment.
Oh, yes. You're talking about the farm out in...
Wow. In Gallatin.
Mm-hmm.
A farmer from Gallatin, Missouri, whose family farm is part of a reality TV show, pleaded guilty this week in federal court to a multi-million dollar fraud scheme.
By the way, it's the McBee dynasty is the show.
52-year-old Steve McBee, the owner of McBee Farming Operations and a main character on the reality TV series Real American Cowboys.
Never even heard of it.
Pleaded guilty to one count of federal crop insurance fraud, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Okay, follow me here. One count of federal crop insurance fraud. The news release stated the total loss claimed by the government... You just want to take a stab at this? Because my jaw hit the floor during the break.
Well, clearly it's a lot by the way you're acting. I don't know, 500,000?
Higher.
1.5?
Higher.
3?
Higher.
4?
20?
$4,022,000. McBee also must forfeit $3,158,000 to the government, which you know is never going to happen. He faces a federal prison sentence up to 30 years without parole. Here's where I want to ask our listeners this, and we might bring this back at the top of the hour. McBee admitted his farming business sold more than 1.2 million bushels of corn and nearly 416,000 bushels of soybeans to another party in 2018. He submitted false crop insurance records stating his farm produced way less corn and soybeans.
Hence the need for the insurance.
I'm going to need someone to explain to me how farmers insurance works. And if you are the star of a, quote, reality TV show, how do you get away with, like, saying you produce 3 bajillion barrels when you only produced 192,000?
So I'm not a farmer, but I know several people who are in the ag business. It's my understanding if you have a bumper year, you know, you have a great crop.
You got corn coming out of your...
You know what? You're doing fine. But if there's a drought or flooding, and for whatever reason, your farm does not produce what it normally would produce within... And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm a city guy who just knows several people in the ag business.
If your yield or your loss exceeds a certain percentage, right, that's when the insurance kicks then, in to make sure that you can still operate as a farmer the following
year. So you don't have to sell your farm. And usually, if I'm not mistaken, you're largely insured by the federal government.
Okay.
Because it's in their
interest. How is this fraud not rampant? Because, follow me here.
How do you know it's not?
Is someone going out and counting the soybeans and the corn? And you know, how did he get caught? You're saying that you only moved, this is like the diluted drug scheme, and I'm not comparing the loss of life, but follow me here. No. You're saying you're moving X amount of product.
Right.
When in reality, you moved 10 times amount of that product. Who's in charge of making sure that,
well, you act,
that number A equals number B?
Well, you act like owning a farm is in itself a business. And buying from a farm, you're selling it to other businesses. They're going to keep
there'd
records.
There'd be records of that. Of course
that's
there
exactly
would be.
What I'm saying. So if I'm a farmer, my farm is my business. I am,
yes.
I'm self-employed.
Yes.
And that's my business. And if I claim that I, let's keep
it's
it simple.
It's 1.2 million bushels of corn is what he actually sold.
Okay.
1.2 million bushels of corn.
So I sold that to another business.
Yep.
They're going to write down that they bought 500,000 bushels of corn for me. Another's going to write down that they bought 500,000 bushels of corn for me. And another's going to write down that they bought 200,000 bushels of corn.
It's all fun and games until the audit letter shows
up. Bingo. Because he says he did sell 1.2 million bushels of corn. However, he submitted false crop insurance records stating he only produced 340,000 bushels. Mm-hmm.
And yet other people turned in records with their tax returns that they bought 500,000 from him. Another says I bought 500,000 from him. And another says I bought 200,000 from him.
By the way, I have not seen the show, but from what I understand, the show is about all of the sons taking on additional financial endeavors to try to keep the farm alive. For example, they own a bunch of car washes here in the metro.
Oh.
Here?
And yes.
Oh. Man, I got to get into the farm business.
Oh, I would not say that.
Money.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming up in just a moment. Family Feud at 5:30 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.